This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, Rachel Sutherland joins us live from the nation's capital. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. It was a busy weekend, and it looks like so far the Dow is opened this morning more than 200 points higher on Wall Street as it looks like it's cheering the Senate passing this tax bill. What do we know?
Yeah, that's right. The Dow is up this morning. Markets seem to like the passage of this Senate reform, tax reform bill that made it through the Senate very, very late Friday into Saturday morning, actually. I tried to stay up with it, but finally fell asleep. Thought, I'll figure it out in the morning. And then they were actually up writing handwritten notes in the margins of the bill, but they did get it done. And now the process is to reconcile these two bills. And we would expect that that could start as soon as tonight, really, that they'll meet for a House Senate conference committee and to hammer out the differences. There are some differences there. You see different brackets in each bill, and also the Senate version includes a repeal of the individual mandate under Obamacare. The House doesn't. Right now, the House is not in favor of just accepting the Senate measure. So they'll go to conference, but I would expect they'll get this done. What could hang up things on the Hill, though, is this looming partial government shutdown that could happen Friday night if they're not able to pass a bill funding the government. Again, money runs out midnight Friday, and or midnight Saturday, actually. And what they're talking about now at this point is a two-week stopgap measure, which would just kick it right to, what, almost Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It seems like there's just one thing rolls into the next. Now, overall, if you had to sort of just objectively say good weekend or bad weekend for President Trump, according to the stock market today, good weekend.
Yeah, when you look at the winners and losers of this bill, the winners are Republicans in this because they've really worked hard to be able to get something done. This is the first big legislative victory for Republicans this year. It was a desperately needed victory as we're heading into the 2018 midterms. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of reasons for lawmakers on the Hill to be celebrating.
All right, great stuff as always. We really appreciate it. Rachel Sutherland live from the nation's capital this morning, part of our Fox News All-Star team.